Yep. Which is going to be Willamette and Aspen. Sounds good. Cool.
Seems our lives have not been much. A haircut and a soccer practice, the internet has me like memory, better even than that, but not really the same. Voice, a monotone historian, advertising, everything, nothing, something. It is difficult to comprehend if what happened is dream or if dream is what happened. Then I am floundering through this life thing, ghost of the personal rain cloud of Kirkwood. I used to remember better now. I forget people's names. I am thinking of you, or a dream of you. 105 feet above an ant carrying a piece of a leaf on its carapace. I remember the time my sister crushed a toy video camera into my skull. Her eyes held no life in them, was a gleaming curiosity, my reflection. At a graveyard in the forest, two people were having a picnic, and we waited.
Subjective truth spitting in Punk House kitchens. You are rapping in the kitchen, eyes bouncing off the stove, and me, variably, your eggs and potatoes whistling along with your verses. Kids so yellow, his shit's bananas. And I am grinning at this you that can only be you. Your arms pulling out words like food orders from the late night diner kitchen window that is your mouth. Endearing and aggravated, tongue lapping like a canoe paddle. I am in love with this moment, and a little terrified too, when you spit unforeseen truths like he's scared to work, so he just sits at home. I cringe, knowing the veracity of it. Become defensive, lame, my old nerd school self, finger up my nose, say, should use a more descriptive word than scared. Fully aware that if anything in the bear trap of this world should be considered truth, it is that it is taxing to grow, to traverse so many lives and moments. It is a hammer to the heart to not be able to carry forward with everything. Our time spent together passes, your potatoes have browned, your eggs have thickened, and suddenly, as if out of nowhere, like a college in a cornfield, a growth on an organ, we are singing Montel Jordan, like, thank God it's Friday night, I feel all right. Party's here on the west side. And I'm kind of your coach. coach. You're my coach, too. We are two mid-40s soccer dads on the sideline, furtively sneaking beers from mason jars of our past. Yes, oh yes, this is how we do it. We are beating all those other dads, sitting sober and straight-laced, cul-de-sac balling patterns and dental care plans leaking from their pockets. Let that not be us. Let us know a separate serenity. Let us be able to tear voraciously into the carrot of life, to locate the language for all the ineffability, all the loss that pulls us from one place to another, all the rock of life we must sift through, if only to get back to the melancholy beginning of it again. Thank you so much.
Lyrics, June 24th, Bloomington, Indiana. An instant unraveling, your green sphere silence, a blemish on the filament, each scar a record, the central text saturated with flammable waters. Imagine a bout of floating, here, there, and about, or aware to bluff until belted. A little sort of something to standardize the timeline, to record the scope again until it all follows flat, aspecting out a ratio onto what's collected. Poem, that the gladiolas take shape in song, or that words might fall, warm, towards remarkable. A frame or lens, not through, but as plausibility, light plausible, and water, we say, perhaps America's best idea, presence, a weight onto landscape, measures amount applied, present by light, by self's own, or to make about letter for letter, to trouble at getting back, at puttering, slanted, that the wall gives repose, that it might. Imagine a bout of floating, here, there, and about, or aware to bluff until belted. A little sort of something to standardize the timeline, to record the scope again until it all follows flat, aspecting out the ratio of what's collected. Against this, a given shape, a little bit of work towards asking how this here becomes a now worth pursuing. If there's room present to abstract what is said, wait for it. Poem, a balance in the fervor, so that one might direct attention away from the subject. A balance in the fervor, so that one might direct attention away from the subject. Our work empirical in the small. Identity written into this self present, the rhetoric, or to say, a quiet employment of ghosts that sound below, to allow such sensitivity without story. Language instead, multiples, cross hatch against, to code one's own. Whereas sound fractures, glint against given or without plausibility, this texture, is it not possible to write city out of city, to fold upon start the deluge, that we move within gaps that we refuse through. Imagine about a floating here, there, and about. We're aware to bluff until felted. A little sort of something to standardize the timeline, to record the scope again until it all follows flat, aspecting out a ratio onto what's collected. Against this, again, shape, a little bit of work towards asking how this here becomes a now worth pursuing. If there's room present to abstract what is said, wait for it. The rivers pull inward, devoid of symbolism, the space into which a voice carries, when given a field, rock, its sound and light bartering for purple and black above, the anticipation of current holding its skin. Poem. Nature of person and person, perhaps, as to say, cooperative, we chart. Some don't sit, they talk, undertaking task for task's sake, your hand motioning the latch, turning it back towards precedent. Some sit, slip unworn from creation, staggered back as images open, that the figure allows development of a figure, which allows and is absent our opening, or opposite, our listing, our lag, our poker, our uptook and open to, our absence, our all about, some gulp, waking the air leeward, this touch casting lightly on skin, reminder of presence refusal. Poem, wake onto landscape, measures amount applied, present by light, by self's own. Found a fold, that which is entered can be. We venture, little economic moment from which to disperse, disrupt, place to make noise in, place of ours, not that we would offer, but that the option tempers a moment and a positive clarity, clear, but to exist that we might, towards what's felled, founded. We venture to disperse a moment, clear, founded. Imagine about floating here, there, and about, or aware to bluff until felted. A little sort of something to standardize the timeline, to record the scope again, until it all follows flat, aspecting out a ratio into what's collected. Against this, a given shape, a little bit of work towards asking how this here becomes a now worth pursuing. If there's room present to abstract what is said, wait for it. The rivers fall inward, devoid of symbolism, the space into which a voice carries, when given field, rock, its sound and light bartering with the purple and black above, the anticipation of current cold against skin. I've written myself, I suppose, into this refusal, stuck again in the process, with language, surface, too unaware of becoming aware, and following this course, friend, a challenge. Poem, to the river, a nod, an interval to solve, and manifesting a partial. Poem, to inquire distance, its role within, in designated space. Poem, to the river, temporality, slip letter in the envelope, the map conceptually lined, and a lullaby to close. An opening that allows the town its closing down, the slow walk back, cross current, hand to letter, coin in pocket, the rain falling ground, against little light from storefront, soda machine, to envision your name before it is written. Dear Daniel, dear Denver, to give purpose to this path, this business of letter, of distance, to watch the rain fall brown against cross current, storefront, car light, to follow the town's float upriver, the rain's own impact altering the pace and place of days, or one's purpose in correcting the page's torn crease with ink, signature, stamp. Dear friend, 2 years since I've written, dear one, an image for you, night and then two, night and sleep well. Thanks, y'all.